back to Moments Peace. Today I want to talk to you about foundations in worship and foundations in faith from Master Books. This year my friends and I have decided to join together to do these classes together so that we can enjoy deep conversations and have a chance to present in front of each other and each other's extended family. We are going to be using foundations in worship also for our hymn study this year, and this already has built-in presentations that we have. My friend and I got together for about 4 hours, and we planned a syllabus and how we were going to combine these two, since we're going to be meeting every other week. It would have been a lot easier if we could meet weekly, but most of us have a lot going on. Some of the moms work part-time, and some of us just have a big tribe, and weekly is kind of very demanding. So Foundations in Faith comes with this missionary book called Great for God. All of this can be found at Master Books, and it was kind of hard to get it to where it can be for two lessons in one class. So we've decided that we're going to have the students do their homework or work in the book at home, and then our first class, we in our syllabus we laid out overall rules for the class and certain expectations, but we decided to go through each unit and decide which ones we would chunk together and have a due date, and then on a separate night, so we're meeting on Fridays once a quarter, on a Thursday night we would all meet so that the presentations can be done with dads and stuff like that. So for instance, the first lesson is what is doctrine and what is worship. We're gonna be putting those together. Lesson two and three would be who created Christian doctrine and how do we know that the Bible is true, while doing a firm foundation and hark the herald angels sing. Then by the time we get into September, all truth is revealed. The Bible was written to be understood. And then hallelujah, what a savior, and it is well with my soul. So we're taking two hymns at a time and then two studies at a time. And the way that our flow is going to work while we're in class from, like, you know, let's say 1 to 3 on a Friday, we're actually going to open the class with a first small segment of Road Trip to Truth, get everybody talking and relaxed and familiar, and then we're going to transition into worship and explain the songs, talk about some, it'll be my responsibility and another mother's responsibility to kind of pull out the main truths that we want them to understand from those two particular lessons and harp on that for a little bit, and reduce any type of review, let the kids share what they enjoyed most, or if they had any questions, or something that they would like to share. And then for Foundations in Faith, we're gonna spend the bulk of our time, about 45 minutes to an hour on. And in that, we really want to make sure we review what they should have done at home and really drive the main theological point that needed to be drawn out, in any questions, address any of those, and really do a little bit more of some teaching time on that. And then from there, we were going to break up into smaller groups and have the kids talk about the missionary that they had been reading about and share their thoughts and stuff like that. We are planning on some of the holidays, like when we do A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and that's gonna land us right at November, right after Reformation Day, Halloween. We're going to have a Reformation party and start our class sooner and just basically have lunch together and have some treats, and then we will go ahead and get right into class. And we would do the same thing for Thanksgiving, the same thing for Christmas, and for Easter, we're gonna kind of harp on the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead, the proof of the resurrection, and also have a resurrection party with Easter candy and treats like that for them to bring and to share. And on the last day of class, we plan on having an end of the year pizza and wings, and we're going to have the kids share about their favorite doctrine that they learned about, or the challenging one that they really enjoyed learning about, and their favorite song from the Foundations in Worship. And they have to present a 5 to 7 minute speech on how they related most to the missionary that they of all the missionaries that they studied in here, which one they related to most, inspired the most, and were challenged by. We do have deadlines on which they would have to submit their PowerPoint presentations that are all written out in the syllabus that we created. We talked about just overall class rules and presentation. You know, we just said that they need to study they need to study and arrive within time and make sure that their presentations are set before the deadline on the date, which is dated on the schedule, and be attentive and courteous to others like you would want them to be. And that, because in Foundations of Worship, there are evaluation sheets for each presentation, and each parent will basically evaluate the other parent. So the HEM presentation grading guide is listed in here, and that's pretty much what we're gonna follow. Each kid has their own books, and we all just plan on getting together every other week, and that's why we combined the 2 weeks. We're very excited to have this. We did talk about the different ways that you can label this on a transcript, since we do have mainly high schoolers. So for transcript purposes, we did list on our syllabus that we would name it Intro to Systematic Theology, which would be on my children's transcript, Apologetics, Apologetics and Philosophy, Biblical Studies, Intro to Systematic Theology and Church History, and World Views and Apologetics, all giving one credit each for, or one credit for this course, for these classes. So that is all that I have to share, and we're really excited to dive in. It's really solid. We really do and are looking forward to Foundations in Faith and Foundations in Worship by Master Books. And we will keep you posted on how it goes and maybe get some footage of our class. We're very much looking forward to it. And you guys have a good day.